12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
And welcome to Otherworld Seattle, episode number 17. I have some great players with me. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint, or Saint Spider, and I am playing our lovely photographer and like former skeptic, now true, just dispassionate believer. Like truly, she's over it, but she knows it's there. Bailey Wolf, yes.
Hey, all, I am Mac, and I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, I think, kind of, not really. I don't know what's happening anymore. We'll see.
You're playing a cast of thousands.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Maribel Ochoa, and she's ready for a little break, maybe, from all this madness.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Mira Rao, who is very glad that fewer beings are trying to eliminate her from this plane of existence, for now.
You gotta count your blessings.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean, who once again is just happy to be alive.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
And with the happiness all around, as well as a bit of being tired, which very much fits 2022, we have our recap now. So in our last game, a lot happened. Basically, you all were able to not only defeat the demons that were coming after Mira, but you were also able to capture Mira's past lover, Shannon, and her past lover, Betty, in a brooch for hopefully all eternity. That always works out well. Hopefully a hobbit doesn't find it.
Then it's the hobbit's problem.
It's the hobbit's problem.
100% the hobbit.
That's not my problem. That's future hobbit problem. And everything seemed to go really, really well. In fact, the Chetna, you're basically ambassador from the divine, was there, and Gabriel showed up and said, everything's cool, everything's been worked out. He also informed you that he wasn't the one who caused the explosion on the top of Mount Olympus, and he was actually in the courts during that whole thing. And when you told him about, you know, what was going on and that you met a messenger god, I believe he put his hand through Bailey's head to read her mind, and then ran away very quickly, which is not something that was, good. A little disconcerting.
Mm-hmm.
And then to top it off, after finally getting Shannon out of Cecil, Cecil wakes up and says she's bacon. So yeah, there were some marks in the win category. And some marks in the oh no category. There's also one last thing. You were able to save Sally from the Night Gaunts, but you also learned that the Night Gaunts were able to withstand death. And there was what was the last thing? There were so many things. Oh, the cop and the two people that were in the tunnels who were talking about wine and sacrifice, like you do.
That sounds like the title of a book, Wine and Sacrifice.
Wine and Sacrifice. So, you are at the mortuary. You have Cecil there who is claiming that she is bacon. But beyond that, thankfully, for at least a moment, there are no other fires that need to be put out right this second. There's a breath to be taken. What do you all want to do?
I feel like your definition of there's a breath to be taken and no more fires to put out kind of ignores the fact that Cecil just woke up and thinks that she's bacon.
Yeah.
Well, let me rephrase then. There's no one trying to kill you right this second. Her thinking she's bacon is a thing to deal with, but you're not dealing with death. I'll say that.
Right.
That's better.
Fair.
There we go. You know.
For who?
Is she possessed by the ghost of bacon, or has she had a psychotic break?
I'm not actually sure how to find out.
Would Madam, what's her name? Our friendly psychic friend know?
Madam Peaches? She would definitely know if it was possession.
Okay. Do we want to go to her or have her come to us?
Do I get a vote here, guys? I mean, like, I just...
No.
Mm-mm.
What?
We don't. Mm-mm.
Sorry.
But...
Oh my God, shades of Tuvix.
Save Tuvix.
You are Cecil. You may think you're bacon. We have to prove that bacon is not hiding in you, and then we'll deal with it. But unfortunately, you don't get a vote in that.
Well, that hardly seems fair.
Like, is there a mirror nearby? Because a mirror would be helpful here, maybe, in showing you why we're so concerned.
Look, I know who I am, and I can look down and see boobs, so I know that there's something wrong here, but I am bacon.
Okay.
And if we can send your bacon consciousness back to your bacon body, or on to the great beyond, and get Cecil consciousness back in Cecil's body.
Or help you realize that you've been Cecil this whole time, and you are not actually bacon, you just think that you're bacon right now.
Bacon, what's the last thing you remember?
It was this room and it was like a library kind of, but also wasn't. I don't know. It's all kind of fuzzy at this point. I just know I'm not dead.
Was anyone in the room with you?
Well, Cecil was there, but I mean, maybe it was some kind of government mind swap. I don't know.
In which case, it's even more important to go to Madam Peaches and figure out what's going on.
Because if it's a mind swap, maybe we can get you back to your own body and Cecil back to hers.
But I just... Cecil kept saying I was dead, and I just... But I'm not. I'm here. I'm me. And I... Does anybody have any weed? I could really use a smoke right now. Like, holy fuck.
Not in this house.
Yeah, we'll take care of that later.
Yeah, let's go to Madam Peaches. Madam Peaches is probably holding. We'll deal with that then.
So you all jump in the family truckster, I believe, and head on over to Peaches. And, you know, she comes to the door and, oh, hey, how are you all doing? Is everything okay? Did everything work out?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Most of it worked out. Nobody's trying to kill Mira anymore.
I mean, maybe the cop, but not actively?
That's a step forward.
Exactly.
Yes, but we have a new problem.
Okay.
Cecil?
Who do you think you are?
Wait, you're talking to me.
Yes, because you're Cecil.
Well, I'm not Cecil, I'm Bacon. So you can at least call me by my name, guys. I mean, come on. Don't be rude.
And you see our problem.
She walks over to Cecil Bacon and says, can I take your hands?
So long as you mean holding them and not literally taking them. This has been a real weird night, so I don't really trust anything.
No, just hold my hands.
Okay.
All right. This isn't a possession, which is what I'm guessing you're all wondering. This is Cecil having issues with who she is. I unfortunately can't give you how to undo this. Something must have happened.
Psychotic break for the win.
Yeah, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I mean, somehow possession seems like it would have been easier to deal with.
Honestly, yes.
Usually, yes.
But this will just, like, go away eventually, right? Like, Cecil will just figure out that she's Cecil and not Bacon.
I don't want to go anywhere. I think I was dead, maybe, but now I'm here. So why would I want to not exist anymore?
Okay, so let's backtrack here for a second. Cecil was possessed by... Shannon. Then she was possessed by another entity, one right after another. So a lot of times what happens with possessions is the host spirit that gets dislodged usually has to stay somewhere within the psyche, you know, to avoid being completely destroyed by the invader. And so what may have happened was the space that Cecil was in got smaller each time that the invading spirit tried to dislodge Cecil completely. And if Cecil was maybe possibly talking to herself in the form of Bacon, just them talking back and forth to try to figure out how to get out, it's very possible that the two got mixed up when the spirit left. Got to be a way to get Cecil back into the conscience and Bacon back into the subconscious.
Oh, no. I'm not going anywhere. No.
I'm just wondering if Bacon was Cecil all along. No. I'm more confused.
No. Bacon wasn't Cecil all along.
But there was a version of Bacon in Cecil's brain that has taken over.
Oh.
Bacon and Cecil were good friends, and Bacon died, and she made a form of him in her brain to have conversations with because they had so much in common, you know, so.
Not the weirdest thing we've heard in the last 3 days.
Not at all.
Can everybody give me an idea roll except for Bacon? It's against your intelligence.
Yeah, I made it for once.
So did I.
Yep.
Oh, dang. Super idea.
So if you're looking for the quickest route to get Cecil back, one thing you could think about doing is talking with either Gabriel, who obviously can deal with brains, or with the Men in Black, who also are known for dealing with human brains in different ways. Those are the two things that pop in your mind.
Neither Cecil nor Bacon would be okay with us talking with the Men in Black.
Not the Men in Black. Definitely not the Men in Black.
Look, I am just giving you options.
Yeah. Right. Now, one of those people actively attempts to kill everyone and also took Maribel's parents hostage.
Yeah.
But I have an idea.
Okay.
Which is better than my first idea, which was whacking Cecil over the head.
You know, I knew it was going to come to like a cartoon mallet at some point.
At some, you knew that was there. That was definitely on
it's
my
definitely
brain.
Definitely on the table.
I like that.
But let's call our lawyer.
Themis.
Themis.
See how she's doing.
Because I feel like there's a muse who does memory.
Yes, there is.
So maybe that'll help.
What are the odds that we can get Bacon high enough that we can just get him to
100%? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's going to have to be some good weed. Like, Madam Peaches.
Yes?
Madam, I have a question. You, like...
Mm-hmm.
Do you have maybe some kind of herbal remedy if you catch my drift? Because this whole thing's given me the brain hurt.
Well, that's because you've got two people in there trying to control.
You, whatever you say. I don't, just like, I don't need it, but I need it. Do you, are you following my drift? Am I making any sense? Because nothing's making sense anymore.
No, I get your drift. Let me see if Madam Peaches is got anything.
We'll see. Madam Peaches is holding.
Is she holding?
Peaches not be holding.
Yeah, I'm wondering that myself, it feels like.
Yeah. Madam Peaches does not, in fact, have any weed on her right now.
It's because she smoked it all after she got attacked by Shannon.
Yeah, she goes, I'm really sorry. I do meth. No, just kidding.
Well, do you have any meth?
I don't have anything that you can use right now. I'm sure that Sean works at Freedom Waves, and I know he has access to such things. Maybe that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we just all go somewhere and think about this for the night and just don't anything with my brain now. That would be great, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you get in the car?
Uh-huh.
And we'll drive you home. Wink, wink.
Did you mean to say the winks out loud?
For the audio.
We can roll by Freedoms on the way back.
Mm-hmm. My concern is the last time we were at Weirdo Video, there were killer zombie bikers at Weirdo Video.
That sounds bad. That sounds like no, but also... Yeah, I'm not down for it. Like, can't I just be a part of the team? I mean, Cecil is whatever. I mean, she's my friend and everything, but like, you know, she had her chance.
That mallet's sounding real good right now.
See, the problem is, out of character, I would really like to go and discuss our options.
Right.
But if we turn our back,
Bacon's gone.
Bacon's gonna run. So.
Right, yeah.
So someone needs to basically chaperone Bacon.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Bacon sit.
You know where we could go? Where there was probably be weed and also less zombies?
Mm-hmm.
Your place, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Can I roll to see if I'm holding?
I'm going to say that's up to you as a player character. If you're holding, you're holding.
I've got some weed back in my place. Yeah, let's go back to my place.
I mean, let's face it. You were paid in weed in some mixed instances, right, so yeah. I'm sure you have some.
Yeah, see, I just will go back there. We can all just chill out about this and talk about your new friend Bacon, who's a part of this team now.
Let's go discuss those options. Well, come on.
Well, Madam Peaches says good night and says, you know, good luck. If you need anything else, don't hesitate to come on by and I'll try to help you the best I can.
Thank you, Madam Peaches.
So you head over to Sean's house, which has been empty for a while. It's been a while since Sean's.
Rodney.
Aww.
Rodney's fine. He's been eating anything that's been left behind, you know. But he's excited to see you and Bailey as well, because all animals know when someone does not like them and go straight for them. Like, hey, how's it going? I can sense that you don't like me. I'm going to sit in your lap.
And she just keeps pushing politely. Just no, no, Rodney. No, no, no. Get away.
So, yeah, you've got weed. You actually remember the last time you were here. It was with Cecil and Elijah, who I almost called Eugene because of Pooja. So what's the plan? Is it just give copious amounts of weed to Bacon until he passes out?
Are you only a weed guy? Perhaps there's a shroom or two or something. It's still natural.
Look, I know what y'all are doing. You're trying to get me really high. And you know what? Right now, that sounds great. And I think that's what Cecil would have wanted, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, in that, we're all in agreement.
Did you even think that maybe this was destined to happen so I could avenge my own death?
Yeah.
Sure.
Which doesn't make any sense either, and I just...
Yeah, no, totally, totally. Here, have some more.
I admire your creativity.
Yep.
Sir.
All right, so what's your constitution, Cecil?
60.
Just roll percentage against your constitution.
Let's see what the dice do. I got a 24 under my 60.
Damn it. God damn it.
It takes a lot to bake bacon. takes a lot. Like hours go by, and it's a hot box situation because you're in a downstairs apartment.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and it's just, you're just in the den of the devil at some point. All of you are flying high. And I'm going to give you the option, Bacon. You are doing... Actually, everyone give me a con roll, except for Bacon.
Oh, boy.
Roll to see if you're getting high with me.
Oh, they're getting a contact high for sure. There's no way you'd avoid it.
God damn it.
I made it. Barely, but I made it.
I made it. I made it.
I did not.
You did not. Okay, so how much did you make it by, though? I need to know numbers.
15 under my 60.
75 under my 80.
Nice.
I got an 8 under my 50.
Nice.
Okay, you're fine.
I got a 56 over my 50.
Well, I'm not going to toke alone. You got to join me.
Yeah,
man.
No, yeah.
We're going to workshop this. We're going to figure this all out, and we're going to figure it out without somebody sticking their fingers in my brain.
Sure.
About 4 hours or 5 hours, you don't know because you're watching, like, probably Ghostbusters or some shit. Mm-hmm. The last thing you remember, Sean, is you're kind of on your back watching the movie. Rodney's on your chest and there's a piece of pizza in your hand and you just zonk out. You just fall asleep. And at some point, the rest of you notice that Sean is snoring a little bit and Rodney has fallen asleep on his chest.
So cute.
It's been a long couple of days.
It's been a long couple of days. Now, Bacon, what's the plan? You seem to be able to keep up with these other three. You know their intentions are probably not the best. What do you want to do? Are you going to keep trying to convince them, which would be a persuade roll? Or do you want to try to get out of here to see if you can do your own investigation or something else?
I'm thinking, because this is a very unique situation. So Bacon is still pretty baked despite this good constitution. And it's like, but, you know, everything and nothing. I mean, it's two sides of the same coin. It's me or Cecil. It doesn't matter. But Cecil would want to find out what was going on with my quote unquote death. I don't really know what's happening right now. But whatever happened to those men in black, those fuckers should pay.
So let's go into Bacon slash Cecil's mind real quick.
Oh no.
Cecil is in a small room and the wall coverings have changed. It's no longer books. It's now just wallpaper of raccoons everywhere. And she knows something is wrong. She's inside of her palace, but her palace has changed into this weird raccoon-centric place for some reason. It's just weird. And there's a door, but the doorknob is just kind of like gelatin. Every time you touch it, your fingers kind of ooze through it, so you can't really turn the knob. And you're very, very upset. And then suddenly, pot smoke just starts filling the room.
One bit of good news I've had all day. Oh, can I get high inside of my own brain? I have so many questions.
You do notice Bacon isn't there anymore, and you don't feel the presence of Shannon or Betty, thankfully. The last thing you remember is merging with Bacon and then waking up in this raccoon hell. You know what? I'm going to give Cecil a chance here to break free because Bacon is baked, so it would make sense to me that Cecil might be able to take that opportunity to put the jack in the box back in the jack, or box. That metaphor went sideways quick.
I think you got a contact high too, Wes.
Yes, I do. We're both going to roll power. We're going to say that Bacon's power is 50. I will roll Bacon's power. You will roll your power and let me know what you get.
All right. Oh, God. I got a 60 and I'm at 60 for my power.
Okay. Bacon is holding tight. He got a 33.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. You bang on the door and you hear him say, look, I'm going to make this right for all of us. Don't worry. I'll let you out as soon as I find me, because I know I'm out there somewhere. So just, you know, chill and enjoy the weed. It's all no. What?
No, you let me out. You let me out right now.
But if I let you out, you'll forget about me and then you won't go and find me.
Is that what this is all about?
Well, yeah, you just gave up on me. I wasn't dead. You took their word, and now I have an opportunity to find myself. I haven't figured out what that means for this conscience yet. It's all, at this point, I don't know. But the point is that you just took the word of everybody else, but you didn't ever make sure that the truth. You didn't check the truth.
If you let me out, I will do some investigating. But you gotta let me out, man. Plus, I know what you're gonna do with my body, and it's gross, and I don't want to talk about it.
But I've never had boobs before.
They're awesome, and they're not yours.
True. All right. Fine, but don't forget about me. I'm out there.
How could I? Bacon, I'm not going to forget about you, man.
But I'm out there. You have to try to find me. I know I am. You know I am. I'm your gut.
Gross, but okay. I can't, like, exactly pinky swear from in here.
No, I believe you. I'll open the door.
Okay, can I? Yes, thank you.
The door opens up and suddenly your consciousness rushes out into your brain, and suddenly you wake up and you're in Sean's room. Sean is snoring just a few feet away from you, and your friends are all around you with the bong pointed towards your face, desperately trying to get you to smoke more so that you'd fall asleep finally.
Good God, what am I wearing?
Yeah.
What the actual fucking fuck?
Cecil?
Oh. Yeah, Betty went shopping on your credit cards. You might want to, like, report them stolen or something.
Well, looks like she's back at least.
Hello. Cecil, hi. Welcome back.
I give Cecil a big hug.
Oh,
I get all lovey when I'm high.
Sorry, I've been in contact with, like, so many things in my brain, and physical contact's kind of weird right now, and I don't really know what's happening, but...
I'm just glad to have you back.
It's really you, right?
I mean... I question everything, and now I question it doubly so, so I hope so. But I can't give you a definitive fucking answer.
It's her.
This is the most relieved I've been since, you know, we trapped Betty in that brooch.
And sorry about the trying to give you a grievous head wound thing. That was not cool.
That wasn't you.
I tried to stop them, but I couldn't.
I appreciate that. I mean, you know... There's nothing you can do if somebody wants to betray you and attempt to give your body to their actual real lover. I mean, there's just nothing you can do about it.
Bailey takes the bong from Mira. It's okay. It's all right, kid.
But there's something I gotta do. There's too many loose threads where Bacon was concerned. And I don't know if Bacon is dead or not. I mean, aside from whatever just fuckery happened here.
But I mean, I saw his body.
Yeah, but they had cut him all up, right?
Even if Bacon is dead, those fuckers still should pay.
I don't know how we'll make all of the FBI pay.
I don't know, but there's got to be something. And I mean, we've made friends with fucking gods, and there's been all kinds of weird shit, and like... there's got to be something to this.
I agree. Maybe, well, in so many cultures, there's at least one god that's like, what, the death registry, right? Somebody either has a list or who's alive or who's ever lived or all that stuff. I know, like, I don't know, maybe we can get Karen's pager when he's off the sticks, perhaps on vacation. I'm not sure. But at this point, I agree with you. We can do something.
Do you know what Bacon's beliefs were? Are, maybe?
They were many and varied, and it kind of changed from day to day.
That's not really as helpful as it could be.
Yeah, I mean, Bacon, as you might have guessed, is a little mercurial in nature. But I don't know. And now that I'm me again, I mean, besides having to call and cancel all my fucking credit cards and deal with probably astronomical debt for the rest of my life, so that's great. They're going to come back. I know it. And like, if I feel like, even if Bacon was just part of whatever was in my head, like there's got to be something.
I mean, and it could be that like subconsciously you put together stuff that consciously we didn't. So
maybe we can access the footage again. Maybe there's something there that we missed.
So here's a question beyond, because I'll let you figure out what you all want to do later. Do you all just want to crash out and sleep, and then the next day, maybe go to a diner or something and figure out what the next step is?
I think all of us need it.
Yeah. So we'll say you crash out. You probably wake up around the late side of 12, and you get together at a local diner. You're all feeling better that you've been able to do everything that you've done. But obviously, like Cecil said, there are loose ends to a lot of stuff. So go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. Let me know what you want to do.
We should just start Christian, because if he was baptized, even if he didn't care about it later, we know they still got a link to us, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. But do we consider them friendly? Because I feel like Michael was not our friend.
Michael was not.
Well, Gabriel was
all right.
I mean, at best, neutral, and at worst... He literally ran away?
He ran away, but he wasn't like, hey, fuck off forever.
That's also true.
But here's the thing. Like, we've got a couple of obviously interesting groups coming our way. Maybe we can turn them against each other.
Good point.
Which ones?
Any, all, yes, have some?
Well, I don't want universe war.
Well, the god people, I think, aren't coming after us anymore at the moment because there was a whole trial slash inquiry, legal inquiry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I'm still catching up.
My bad. There was a something in some kind of heavenly slash celestial court that ended with us no longer being on multiple hit lists of gods and monsters.
Yeah, we're pretty free and clear on that score.
But we should be able to contact Themis again. I mean, she was the one who parlayed with the Men in Black in the first place, so obviously there's some kind of connection there.
That's a good point. And again, she's our lawyer, still.
I still don't know how we're affording her, but, you know, problems for another day.
That's a question for down the line.
Affording, it's pro bono as far as I'm concerned.
At this point, kind of is.
You guys can pay her.
Do I remember correctly catching something about, like, undead bikers or something weird, too?
Oh, yeah, there are undead bikers around, but that's a freedom problem, not our problem right now.
For now, yes.
I'm just wondering if we can weave some of these threads together and just let them take each other out.
Well, again, I think we have more neutral parties than threats at the moment, but I understand, right.
But we could, I mean, listen, we could easily lure them all to a place, you know, lure the Men in the Black and the Night Gaunts and whoever those people that Mira ran into in the tunnels.
The cultist police.
Yeah, we don't. You'd have to recognize them.
It's a different badge.
But also, I'm a little afraid that, like, if we do that, whoever survives is going to come kill us.
Also true.
Yeah.
But then we're only focusing on one potential threat. I mean, or we just sit and live out our lives and hope that nothing ever happens again with any of these fucked up parties.
No, there's like a whole scale of things we can do. I understand the passion, but hey, it's okay. It's step by
Look,
step.
Look, you're going to have to forgive me. I've been like, how many different people?
It's understandable. Yeah, well, just reminding you pleasantly as a friend, it's okay. There are levels of gray. All right. It's okay. There's gray. Just whisper it. Take it in. So many options. But Themis sounds great, she says, turning to the others.
Mm-hmm.
I think talking to Themis is our best option. I think trying to get all these groups together in one place is a very, very bad idea.
Right. Mm. Let's hit up Themis. How about that?
Yeah. Let's just start with Themis, try to figure out where the Men in Black are, and try to figure out if we can save Bacon.
All right. Yeah.
If we can save Bacon's bacon.
Bacon's bacon.
Sorry. I've been thinking it for so long.
So, on your way over, who's driving?
I am.
And who's in the front seat?
Shotgun.
All right. Cecil and Maribel, make me a spot hit and roll as you are driving.
Oh, I got a 33 under my 40.
All right.
I got a 19 under my 55.
About five cars back are two motorcycles. They're not coming up quick, but they're back there, just dragging behind.
So tell me a little more about these undead bikers that might not be our problem.
I say, do not turn around. Get in my rear view. A few cars back are a couple of Night Gaunts.
That's bad.
I recognize the weird helmets.
Should we try for evasive driving? Like sane, I'm, you know, not going full throttle yet. I know my reputation. You know, just, should we make sure they're actually...
Well, let's drive casual.
Right.
Definitely drive casual.
Why don't you give me a drive roll if you're trying to be evasive? Not necessarily that you're going fast, but let's use the drive roll to see whether or not you're able to lose them.
48 over my 40.
Do you want to spend some luck?
That's like a huge chunk of my luck. And I'd rather save it for like life or death.
Okay. Do you want to push the roll?
I don't know if I want to push it or not.
If you miss it, something bad happens.
I know.
Get it, something bad might still happen.
That's also true.
If you get it, I'm going to say you lose the Night Gaunts.
I'm not going to push it.
Okay.
Because I know my dice roll in luck.
Do you still head to the warehouse where Themis is?
I'm going to try and take a roundabout way and maybe like we stop somewhere very public, like a big coffee shop or we, you know.
Okay.
Or like a supermarket parking lot or something.
Yeah.
But at some point you get to Themis's. So yeah, you notice that they follow you all the way there. They don't get too close, but they're there. And you park outside of Themis's warehouse where she's convalescing, and you go in, and the curtains are gone. She is sitting up in a wheelchair. She looks like she's doing a lot better. She's covered up pretty well. And she goes, I take it everything went well with the demon.
Yeah, we sorted that one out. We're cool.
Oh, yes. Good. Good. So, what can I do you for?
Well, we come to you with a multi-tiered ask, as usual.
Okay.
First of all, we tried, I'm so sorry, but we couldn't shake these biker zombies we have picked up.
Biker zombies?
The night gaunts. Does that mean anything in your neck of the woods?
No, I've never heard of that particular biker gang. I can look into it, though.
In our defense, they might not be zombies.
True. They're called the night gaunts for sure. They okay. are resistant to death, we have seen.
Okay, death resistant.
Yes, in a way like, I believe, one's body should have been broken when slamming into a tree, and instead they said, not for me, and they got up. So that's a little concerning. And somehow we've decided to bring them here accidentally. We didn't decide that, but they decided to follow us here, actually, is what happened. Sorry about that first phrase.
No problem. Okay, so they're following you around, but they haven't made any moves yet.
Not yet.
No, definitely we're being observed. Oh, and Sean, I guess you could tell about Freedom.
Well, yeah, they're trying to muscle in on Freedom's agriculture business.
Okay. All right.
And so we had to get Freedom's wife to their farm safely, and the night gaunts were displeased by that, but we did manage to evade them. We thought that they were only interested in Freedom and his farm, but it seems like we have caught their attention. But that's not even what we were coming here to talk to you about.
Yes.
Well, I can look into them. What did you come here to talk to me about then?
Okay. And just remember that you might have to change locations after we leave. Just a quick thought. So we're looking to see if somebody is actually alive or not. I guess, Cecil, you have the most insight into this situation.
Now, remember, she knows Bacon. Themis knows who Bacon is.
So, I don't think Bacon's dead.
I saw the footage. You saw the footage.
Yeah, footage shouldn't be fake. They do it all the time. I mean, the fucking moon landing? I mean, come on. It was Stanley Kubrick in a set. I mean, people are so gullible. Anyway, I digress. But... without going into too many details that involve the deep recesses in my brain, I promised, we'll call it the essence of Bacon, that I would look into his death further. I don't think that Bacon is dead, and even if he is, somebody's got to pay for that.
I agree with you. I mean, there's definitely something going on with... I haven't seen the agents around in a while. They've definitely kept a low profile, but... yeah, I agree with you. Let me see if I can get the footage, and let me see if I can find a secondary agency that might be willing to do a little internal audit, as it were.
I'd really appreciate it. I promised what I think is Bacon that I would, and that's at least one thing that I know for sure is that I'm not going to break a fucking promise.
That's respectable. Is there anything else? She's been writing little notes down.
I have a question. Should be easy enough to answer, hopefully. Dionysus isn't around, is he?
I don't think so. Why do you ask?
I heard some people talking about, like, wine in the underground, like, you know, under Seattle. And then they tried to sacrifice me.
Dionysus wouldn't try to sacrifice you. In fact, none of the gods from our family... there's a lot of misconceptions about... there's a lot of propaganda written, let's put it that way. The ancient Greeks really had a different view on what the gods were doing as opposed to what we were really doing. Does that make sense? Ancient Greeks didn't know everything.
I feel like that still wouldn't necessarily mean that people who were trying to worship him wouldn't try to sacrifice me.
That's possible, but I mean...
But you're saying he's not around.
He's not around, no. I can look into cults and see if something comes up, but yeah, he's more of a party all the time kind of god. So doesn't really... Killing people means that they're no longer in the partying mood, so that doesn't really jive with his whole thing, if that makes sense.
It does. It's actually very comforting, and thank you.
Yeah.
No problem. Anything else?
I think that about covers it, everything that's going on right now. Yeah.
So do me a favor. Give me a call this afternoon. I'll do some searching, and I'll let you know what I find.
Sounds good.
Excellent. And again, so sorry about the bikers.
Don't worry about it. I'll be fine.
Glad you're doing better.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah.
Thanks. Just another day or two. I'll be fine.
Oh.
Hmm?
Do you know that Gabriel said he didn't blow up the mountain?
Really? That's shocking. I thought for sure.
Nope. Gabriel said it wasn't him.
He said he was in court the whole time.
It wasn't his side.
And then when he found out who the messenger god was, he ran away.
Yeah. He got real freaked out. Yeah. He looked into Bailey's memory to see the messenger, or the messenger god who picked us up, and he just left without another word.
Just kind of turned pale, even for an angel.
So, do you all remember the goddess Hel from Nordic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anyway, many years ago, she got into a fight with the messenger god. And he folded her into a 2D picture, and then he ate her. And she's gone forever. She's actually dead. To kill one of us is incredibly difficult. And that's what the messenger god can do. He can kill angels easily. And so they're not going to get anywhere near him. And you all should stay away as best you can if he pops back up, because he will cause great misery.
Why would he be paying attention to us?
I don't know. It could be a million reasons. He could be bored. He's older than this universe, so that's the problem. He doesn't care about humans. Humans are insects to him. You're nothing. You're nothing to him, except for entertainment. And if you're not entertaining and you annoy him, bad things happen. So if you can avoid him, avoid him. And if you can't, do your best not to anger him, and maybe he'll leave.
Does he have a name?
Don't want to speak the name. Remember, that's a rule that Zeus always forgot. You want to avoid real names if you can. But he's in town for a reason. So there's obviously a lot more going on here than we understand. I'll do some searching, you know, try to lay low as best you can. But I think you're in it, unfortunately. The fates have picked you for some reason. Also, we need to talk about Chloe.
Yeah.
So she was the muse of history.
Yes.
Have you all opened a history book up lately?
No.
Been a little busy.
Not really.
Okay, so she kept history ordered. She's no longer doing that. And so slowly, history will unravel itself. It's not going to change, but understanding of history. Imagine a big pile of rocks up to the top of a building or whatever, really high pile of rocks, slowly coming apart and falling down, and no one knows where anything is or when anything happened. I'm telling you this because you were the last people around her. So it's very possible that one of you might be picked to take her place.
Oh.
It's possible.
Hopefully. Okay. Is that going to happen soon?
Well, there was only one of us that was with her when she died.
Yes. I wasn't going to point that out, but yeah, it's probably going to be Maribel that's going to be talked to.
Oh.
Okay. And if Maribel says no?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the process. Chloe's always been the muse. And so this is a new thing. But you're probably going to get a visit. So be ready for that.
I don't even have words right now. That's heavy duty.
I know. Yeah. Anyway,
this was all really useful. Thank you, Themis.
No problem. Is there anything else?
Any way that you could help us lose the bikers on the way out? I know. Sorry. We brought them here.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way I can act right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want, well, your car's here. I could say you could go out the back and sneak around. Maybe if you left on foot and then came back later to pick up the car, they're going to lose interest at some point.
Are they?
Well, hopefully. If I heal completely, I'll go out there and deal with them. That's only a day away anyway.
Maribel, it's your family truck, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we can catch a cab back to get it later.
All right.
Okay.
Let's slip out the back door.
Yeah, sneak.
You slip out the back door, and sure enough, you see where they're watching the warehouse. I'm not going to make you make a stealth roll or anything. And you guys escape away and grab a cab to, where do you guys want to go?
I guess I haven't been home for like days. So I've been thinking, probably check on my stuff and see how Emily's doing.
Do people want to split up or do they want to stick together still?
I am okay splitting for now because Bailey feels rather generally not targeted. Don't know about safe, but not targeted.
Yeah, I guess we can split up.
Okay, so who wants to go where?
Yeah, if someone wants to come with me, that's fine too.
I can come with you, I guess. Or if someone else wants to, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back home again because I'm a little concerned that the bikers are following me, so I don't want to risk anyone else.
Right, okay.
I'm going to go with Sean, though, because I don't have anywhere to go.
Okay.
Pretty fucked at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, let's go back.
And I just kind of need a shower.
So do you want to go back to your place?
I don't want to be by myself.
You could come with us and use my shower situation.
I'll do that.
Bailey does have the best bathroom.
All right. So Cecil and Sean head back to his place. And when you guys get there, everything's the way it was. You don't notice any bikers. Do you want to make any phone calls or anything like that?
I mean, I'll call Freedom.
Okay. Freedom goes,
Hey man, how's it going? Are you all right?
So far, so good. Though, definitely was being followed by some night gaunts. How are you doing?
Well, much better now that Sally's okay. But yeah, they're putting a lot of pressure, and I'm trying to figure out how to get out from underneath this. So I told you about 8-Ball, basically the guy that I talked to. He said that their leader wants to talk to me, and I'm not sure I feel up to doing that by myself, but she wants to come by and have a conversation. I've never met her before.
Did you get a name?
Lilith.
Okay, that's not great. Let me ask you, Freedom, did you notice that your night gaunts are a little weird?
To be honest, everything is weird to me, so yeah.
Yeah, because, when we were driving Sally out to the farm, they came after us, and we fought them off, and, at least one of them hit a tree.
Really?
While going pretty fast, and kind of shook it off.
That is definitely weird.
Yeah, so I would actually recommend, if you can, not meet with their leader, Lilith, because that's not a good name. And is there somewhere else that you can go to hide out?
I'll figure something out. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I would recommend that you just lay low, get out of town, and, yep, Lilith, that's bad. These are bad dudes.
Okay. Do you know her?
I know of her. I've heard of her.
Oh.
Her reputation, precedes.
Okay. All right, man. Well, if she's that bad, I'll figure something out. Maybe it's time to close up shop for a while.
I think so. I think you should close down the video store and get out of town for a while.
All right. Thanks, man.
Sure.
Look, give me a call in a couple of days, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So, Cecil?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
that
I caught,
game?
I caught the one half of that conversation, and I didn't like that half.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good half. Yeah, no, the biker gang was trying to get Freedom to meet with their leader, Lilith.
Can I go back to being possessed? You know, my life was actually a lot easier when I was possessed.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, so I told him to get out of town, and hopefully that'll lead to this blowing over, but we should definitely keep an eye out on ourselves. Yep, I'll just add that to the list of things we check in with Demas about.
All right. So let's flip back over briefly to Mira, Bailey, and Maribel. You all show up at Bailey's house, and you guys are going around the back. Emily is sitting at the table by the pool, and next to her in a robe is one of the models that was working a few days ago. And she goes, "Oh, hi, how are you all doing? Come over, have some tea."
Hello. Wow. I think I will have a cup. And I just sit down.
This is Mark. He goes, "Hi, everyone."
Hello. Hi, Mark.
Is he dressed?
Yeah, he's got on a robe.
Okay. Hello.
Such at the room. Hi, Mark.
So, how are you ladies doing?
You know, I gotta be honest, we've been better. But it feels like things are possibly slowing down a bit. And I realized, you know, I hadn't been here to check on everything, check on you. So I figured, hey, it's time to kind of calm down, slow down, lay down, all those things, you know? And Bailey's like, internally, like, should I? I can't. I'm not going to involve her any more than she has been, but oh my God, I want to tell her, but I can't. I'm just like, nah, let's keep it under wraps. And I'm going to eye Mirabelle and Mira, keep it zippity zip. Oh yeah, yeah. It's been just a rough general time.
Well, I'm glad you're all doing well. I've been working nonstop. Mark was nice enough to come over for me to do some touch-ups. And she points over to an easel that's covered. And she goes, all right. And she shows you the picture, and it's the three models. And it's epic. The canvas has got to be 5 feet tall. It's huge. She goes, it's going to be in the gallery in a week, and I'm very excited about it. And
that's so cool.
I may be getting a new commission soon, so I got a phone call this morning about a commission, so I'm looking forward to that.
We must come to the show. Is it an open show? Because we would love to support.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And Mark looks at you, Bailey, and goes, you know, if you'd like, I could take you.
That's so nice. And she doesn't know what to do. And and also them.
just like elbow Bailey. I don't care where I actually am. It's like
just flying elbow across the table. Yes, shut up, idiot. Yes. Yeah. When is it? Is it soon?
Yeah, it's in a couple of nights.
Okay, yeah, that's... I'm just so tired. I don't know how to be a human right now. Sorry, but that sounds so cool. And I'm just like, I'm going to take my tea into my... I'm going to just sit in my room for a minute, just cool down. I'm a little... It's been a long day, as I said, but that sounds so nice. Yeah, we'll do. And she's just talking, and she carries her
You know what? I think that this both cute and awkward place is a good place to stop the episode. So we will stop it here. Thank you all so much. I have really enjoyed this season so far. It's been a lot of fun. Let's find out where all you wonderful people are. Let's flip it around and start with Jay this time.
Hey, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham and all the old familiar social places. You can find me sometimes playing games on Happy Text RPG and It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis. You can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or subscribe to the whole catalog through BattleBards.
Hey, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as at Strange Like That, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's L-A-D-E-S-I Girl. Pretty much all the other socials as Forgotten Safes. I also play TTRPGs, occasionally on Happy Jack's RPG, and It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel, and sometimes on Utopia.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me being my awkward self on Twitter. That's at Saint Spider TV, spelled SaintSpiderTV. Thanks.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the podcast on Twitter as 12, the number, Sided Stories, as well on Instagram, which I've actually been posting on. Thank you very much. At, again, 12, Sided Stories, the number. Or you can find us on our website, all spelled out, 12sidedstories, all one word, .com. If you want to help out the show, definitely check out our Patreon or our Ko-fi, or give us a shout out or give us a review on your favorite platform. Any of those things are very helpful. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week with more Otherworld Seattle. Bye.
Bye.